Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us, and we are counting down the days to Decision 22. That's right, the biggest midterm election of your lifetime, of my lifetime, is just around the corner, and we've got a lot to get to in the next couple of hours. I hope you'll stay with us. We've got some very important discussions. John Solomon, the extraordinary reporter that was with The Hill. He was one of the founding members of The Hill. He also, you saw him for years on Fox News. He started Just the News a couple of years ago. He's going to be with us tonight. Got a unique insight and a scoop on a piece of information that the incoming congressional class for the Republicans will have waiting for them when they get there. And it's kind of a memo of let's not do business as usual when you get into Washington. I'll ask him all about that and help him break it down. But I'm also going to get his take on what the election looks like from where he's sitting. You've seen the polls. They're all moving in the direction that I thought they were going to move in from the beginning. And you're going to see a lot of successful, happy campaigns celebrating on November 8th, the evening of November 8th, because these candidates have been working so hard every single day, dusk till dawn, to try to get their message out. So we'll get into some examination of that. We're also going to talk with Nicole Gelinas a little bit later. You know, she had the audacity in the New York Post to write a column addressing the issue that I brought up last week, which was you've got all of these big cities that are noticing that they have a huge violent crime problem, and they have pretty much since Joe Biden got there, and they're also embracing these policies that kind of lead them to that, right? So you've got people saying, well, let's extend cashless bail, let's give judges no room for discernment on whether or not you can weigh the importance of whether or not someone is dangerous to the society or not. She had the gall to write a column that said, if you think the violent crime problem is worse in big cities, it's because it is. She's going to explain what she means by all that. But the perception issue is still being floated out there. One DA, the one in Philadelphia, trying to make people like you and me think that we're racist if we think that big cities are dangerous, when in fact they're actually dangerous. I mean, that's the audacity of us seeing with our own eyes what's going on. So we'll visit with her. And then a little bit later on in the ladies' lounge, Abby Johnson is back. Abby Johnson is back, and she'll be breaking down a brand new documentary that she has out that deals with women that have decided to make a change in their life and have turned out much stronger in the end because they have. It's going to be a really big packed show tonight. And then we've got Rob Davis back from Christian Solidarity International. I want to say right up front here, thank you. A couple of more slaves liberated this last week because the multiple generosity of several people. I do want to just let you know, though, because we're about 74, 75 slaves away now from marking all the names off the list. I'm starting to get worried about the timing between now and the end of the year. I want to make sure we liberate all 74 that are left. And that means that we need you to ask yourself the question, can you do $25 a month for 10 months or $50 a month for 5 months or $125 for the next 2 months and get that particular slave that would liberate, get them off the list before the end of the year? It would be an amazing Christmas gift for them, so to speak, to have their life given back to them. We'll tell you more about how to do that. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, before we're done. And you can also give online at bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org, to bring the slave home from North Sudan to South Sudan, bringherhome.org. We'll be telling you more about that as we go along tonight. But I have to talk about the election. That is what's staring us smack in the face, and there are so many different things riding on this. In fact, Carrie Lake, who's running a very successful campaign for governor right now, she woke up to a headline, and Ivan, you can put this up on the board. She woke up to a headline in her local Fox 10 that said some 12 days before the election that her opponent, Katie Hobbs, had already won. They put it in the Chyron, and if you see the Twitter post there on the screen, they put it in the Chyron, and they already determined the amount by which it happened. Now, that race doesn't conclude until election night. And every indication in the poll, in the polls in Arizona, seems to be pointing that Carrie Lake is going to win that race, not Katie Hobbs. So I'm just curious. You know, we're supposed to have the safest, you know, bulletproof elections ever. And if you say anything other than that, then you're an election denier. Oh, but wait a second. There's another big headline this week. Whoops. Facebook parent company fined in largest campaign finance penalty in U.S. history. $25 million. A judge fined Facebook for what? The chicanery that they engaged in 2020. They broke all kinds of campaign finance laws. $25 million for their goofy actions in 2020 and what they weren't supposed to do and how they tried to impact the election. Friends, I know that you're worried about all this. You know who else is worried? That election denier. You know the one that had said, no, the race was stolen. Remember that one? No, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Hillary Clinton.
No, we're all focused on the 2022 midterm elections, and they are incredibly important. But we also have to look ahead, because you know what? Our opponents certainly are. Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it. The right-wing-controlled Supreme Court may be poised to rule on giving state legislatures, yes, you heard me that correctly, state legislatures the power to overturn presidential elections. Just think, if that happens, the 2024 presidential election could be decided not by the popular vote, or even by the anachronistic Electoral College, but by state legislatures, many of them Republican-controlled.
All right, so that's Hillary Clinton claiming that she's going to deny the next election already. She's already saying that it's a stolen election. She's denying the outcome 2.5 years before we have it. Now, I don't know how she's doing that. And it's also very interesting the rationale that she's using it for, because I'm not aware of a case that's on the Supreme Court docket for this season that deals with whether or not a challenge can be made that the Constitution provides that state legislatures can, in fact, provide the outcome for the election. It seems to me that that's exactly what the Constitution says, and that in every state there are varying degrees of what that legislature has been empowered to recognize as legal votes. But that's kind of how this already works. The reason that 2020 was, in many people's eyes, illegitimate was you had a lot of rules that were made, changed because of, quote, COVID emergencies, that never went through the state legislatures. It was just governors and, you know, attorney generals that were just making decisions. Well, we're just going to do it this way, and that's the way it's going to be. And you know what? In court after court, those states have lost. New York State, Wisconsin, Georgia, they've all had their COVID voting policies overturned. And there's probably more. Those are just the ones that are coming to mind off the top of my head. But she's trying to convince you that what the Constitution says is actually right is actually wrong. She's just flat out lying to you. And she's already denying the outcome of the next election, saying it will be stolen. Where's the New York Times fact-checking her? Why isn't she being kicked off of big tech? Where is all the outrage that election, that, you know, Hillary Clinton is an election denier in advance? Oh, yeah. She has the D after her name. So, of course, that means she couldn't possibly be saying something that wasn't true. Because, you know, it's okay if a D does it. But if an R does it, oh, throw the book at them. Kick them off social media, do everything. Ruin their lives. Friends, come on. Is enough enough? If you think that it is, then get to the polls on November 8th. Take your friends, your family, everyone that has a voice in this next election, a legal voice, should be allowed to cast their vote. So go do it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. The man who is in the know on what the news is, because all he does is report just the news, is Just the News' founder, John Solomon, who rejoins us at the Kevin McCullough microphone. John, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, great honor to be on, Kevin. Good to join you.
We're, just a dozen and a half days away from the election. And I've been noticing, and I don't know to the degree that your team has been reporting on this, but something's wacky going on in the polls because, you know, about three or four weeks ago, they were saying Biden was on a comeback. And I don't know, it kind of looked like a dead cat bounce to me, but it was one of those things where he lowered the gas price 30 cents on a $5 gallon. And we were just all going to genuflect and just go forward from there. What is happening in the polls? Because it looks like even in the Real Clear Politics average and even in places, Nate Silver and others, it looks like this support for the Republican agenda and the messaging on crime and the economy is actually working.
Yeah, listen, it's a substantive group of Republicans running this year. They're policy oriented. They've told the American people not only that they're against Joe Biden, that they'll block Joe Biden and the liberal Democrats' agenda. Here is what we will do differently, and on crime, and on the border, and on government spending and inflation and energy, they are starkly different, and they're more starkly aligned with the common sense thoughts that I think most Americans have, which is, hey, if electric cars aren't going to be ready for 20 years, don't shove them down our throats, find a way to get us inexpensive gas so we can still go about our lives. Hey, if there's going to be a food shortage, let's figure a way to solve it in advance, not wait for food factories like the baby food factory shut down. Hey, let's not create nuclear war in Europe. It's not a great idea. And so I think there's a lot of common sense. But at the end of the day, this is going to be a repudiation election. Really, elections fall down to one of two things. There's an affirmation election. We like the job you're doing. We're hiring you for another 2 or 4 years. Morning with America, 1984, Ronald Reagan, a good example of an affirmation election. Or a repudiation language, the election, 1994, which brought in the Newt Gingrich revolution and the contract with America. That was a repudiation of the first 2 years of Bill Clinton's tenure. This election is starting to stack up a lot like the 1994 election. In fact, you even have the similarity. We have a commitment with America this year that looks just like the contract with America, just different issues and different solutions, different time era, but a positive agenda for Republicans and a repudiation of a Democratic president who hasn't had much go right on his watch and has turned a lot of successful things into dust. And so the midterms tend to break later. Most people don't really focus on it until October. They began focusing and they're like, you know what? I don't like that radical Mandela Barnes. I don't like that radical John Fetterman. They don't represent my value. They're too far out there. They sound great to elitists, but they're not my type.
Yeah.
And we're seeing the polls break that way. I think there's a second element to it, too. Robert Cahaley, the great pollster from Trafalgar Group, was on my show the other day, and he said, I think some of the liberal polls juice the numbers. They use bad samples to make Democrats look like they were in the game longer to see if something good could happen for Democrats. And now they're fixing those samples because they don't want to be so far off on election day. I think probably a little bit of both of those things are going on. But the election polling really seems to be trending towards a large Republican win in the House and, you know, a narrow win, maybe 2 or 3 seat pickup in the Senate if everything came.
Yeah, but John, that in and of itself is a little bit of a miracle because you could literally rewind the tape to just 2 or 3 weeks ago and Democrats were talking like they had the Senate thing down. Like they just were like, we're not getting the Senate up.
70%. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Listen, the Democrats always own a narrative, and it often isn't true, right? Russia wasn't true. Ukraine wasn't true. The Democrats being in contention in 2022, probably not true. Listen, history tells us this wasn't going to be a good year for Democrats. And when you have an unpopular president like Joe Biden, you knew it was going to be bad. So a lot of this was spin, And I think Republicans just waited their time.
Let me ask you one other element on all this, because I thought it had the potential to really mess things up, and it didn't. And that is this. Donald Trump came out and endorsed people, and then he sat down and got out of the way. And as you said, these candidates have run on the substance of issues. Carrie Lake, Ron DeSantis, Lee Zeldin, they're all pushing the issues into the faces of the voters and saying, if you're sick of what's going on, I am the answer to this. How key is it that Trump has maintained this really message discipline kind of approach to this campaign?
Yeah, listen, you saw him do it with Glenn Youngkin a year ago, too, which was Glenn Youngkin got a boost from Donald Trump, and then he got out of the way and let Youngkin run the way Virginia needed to be run. And that's happening all across the country. Donald Trump goes where he's asked to go. He's a relentless campaigner. But he also knows, you know what, these guys have to win it on their own like I wanted in 16. And I think Carrie Lake is such an interesting candidate. I just sat around the show last night, spent a good hour talking to her. Carrie Lake has done, when her challenger decided, I'm not debating you, which takes a great opportunity away for Carrie Lake to make her point. She just went on a listening tour. She's in every community being accessible to the voters who are going to put her in office. And, she has created a model. You know, voters appreciate people who go out and spend time with them like they do in New Hampshire in the primaries.
Yep.
She's created a model for all Republicans to become palpable and touchable. You can sell your agenda by being one-on-one with voters. And she's done it really remarkably. Oz is doing it in Pennsylvania. This is a very strong recruitment class, and Donald Trump set it in place by getting behind candidates he thought could win and then giving them the momentum and the fundraising and getting out of the way.
And if he wants to run in 2024, he'll likely have a Congress and a Senate that are very supportive of the America First priorities. Speaking of which, you've got kind of Just the News always has unbroken news that they break first. But you're following this story on the gauntlet that's been thrown down in the House. Talk about what's going on in the Republican corners there and how it's going to turn out.
This is fascinating. So this is a thing that was playing out behind the scenes. We were able to get a hold of this document and tell the story. So the House Freedom Caucus has always been influential. It's given us people like Jim Jordan and Andy Biggs and Scott Perry and Mark Meadows, who became chief of staff eventually. Yeah. But it's been small and mighty, and it's been growing in numbers. It's no longer small now. Several dozen large and likely to pick up a bunch of new members. It's the conservative conscience of the Republican Caucus. The ideas machine for the Republican caucus, and they created a 58-page guide for incoming new lawmakers, the people who are going to win, people like Joe Kent of Washington State, probably going to win that seat, a former Green Beret. And it says, hey, guys, you're going to get to Washington. Let us tell you something. Your most important votes are not going to be in January when you're sworn in. It's going to be when you're still in November. You're not sworn in, but you're voting for your next leadership. Don't let the current leadership, Kevin McCarthy and Elise Stefanik and others, try to glad-hand you, try to co-opt you. Realize that you were elected to create radical change in Washington, not incremental change, but radical change. And they're going to try to schmooze you. Don't fall for it. Hold out for these things. And it's things like a commitment that you're never going to pass a bill unless people have time to read it. Or, hey, committee members should pick their chairman, not the leaders. Or, we should get back to regular order so that the rules of Congress that were great for 240 years but have been abandoned for the last 6 to 10, they're back in place and people have a say in elections. It's an unbelievable document. First, it's an indictment of the way that Congress was run under Paul Ryan, the last Republican speaker, and Nancy Pelosi, the current speaker. Secondly, it's a call to arms, which is, we're not going to be quiet. We're not going to be get along, go along, guys. Freedom Caucus plus new members equals a bunch of rebel rousers. We are fundamentally change Washington. Amazing document. I put the whole document up for people to read, but this is a sign that the most interesting part of the election is going to occur right after, when Republicans fight for the soul and center of their party, and the caucus has, the Freedom Caucus has thrown down the gauntlet. They're ready to fight.
John Solomon, we appreciate you.
Great honor, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusa reporting. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast, South Korea's military said, while South Korean forces were wrapping up nearly 2 weeks of exercises aimed at deterring their northern neighbor. European Central Bank policymakers stood firmly behind plans to keep raising interest rates even at a cost to economic growth, as data showed rising inflationary pressures. Over $200 billion in U.S. stock market value went up in smoke in extended trade after a weak forecast from Amazon added to a string of downbeat quarterly reports from big tech companies. And U.S. diesel supplies are becoming critically low with shortages and price spikes likely to occur in the next 6 months unless and until the economy and fuel consumption slow down. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, glad to welcome you back. It is always a pleasure to speak about what is on the table right now. Just in front of us is a very important conversation with our very good friend Rob Davis at Christian Solidarity International. And Rob, we've got some great news. All year long, we have been telling people about the 192 specific names and people that we had the opportunity to help through our show this year. And those that have given thus far contributed to something kind of miraculous that happened just a couple of weeks ago or a few days ago. I don't even know how long ago it was, but I know it was in the near recent past. Tell us what it was.
Yeah, at the end of September, as we do five times a year, we were able to free 300 slaves.
Wow.
And as you said, Kevin, we've been working with you for I don't know how many years now.
Longer than I'd like to remember. Let's put it that way.
We're both old. But, this year so far, we've freed somewhere in the vicinity of, 122 or so
yeah.
Slaves. and we've got the names of 77 more to go. But the exciting thing is, and I don't think in our many years of history we've ever had a situation like this before, we're actually aware to some extent of the fact that literally in days, we're going to be freeing another 300 slaves. Now, for obvious reasons, safety, security, you know, the jeopardy of the entire operation, we're not ever apprised of exactly what the day is. But we know that, you know, we could go to sleep and find out in the next few days that it all happened.
Yeah.
But we've got an opportunity and an urgent need to try and get as many of those 77 slaves accounted for financially as we possibly can.
Well, and here's what he means, friends, and it's very simple. It's one thing to have the liberation happen. The liberation is very, it costs almost nothing when you think about it. It's an injection for a cattle a crew or whatever that needs to occur. And that thing is less than, you know, if you go get your shots with your kids at the doctor before school. The real cost for the liberation to be done well is to provide the bag of hope. And the overwhelming portion of your gift, the $250 that you send, does all of the following. It packs that bag full. It adds other things that won't fit into the bag next to it. And then it gives a little leash with a little goat attached to that. So just picture this mound of gifts that this former slave receives, whether it be tarps to help protect them from weather, sleeping blankets, things like that, things that they'll need in terms of utensils to garden, to fish, to eat with, to prepare their food. There's a little packet of those in there. I believe in some instances there's a Bible that's included. I think in other instances there are things that are used to, you know, depending on where they need to go and whatever, it's kind of custom to that person. But the basic bag of hope includes all of those things, plus a year's worth of grain. Sorghum grain is what they prepare there, and many of these slaves have become very expert in preparing it because they've been forced to prepare it for their masters' households in northern Sudan, so they already know how to use it well. And then there's another big bag of seed that will help them plant a future year's worth of sorghum that they can then benefit from by having it. So they've got immediate food, they've got future food, and then the she-goat. It's like their little engine that can. They can use it to make milk and cheese. They can use it to have other goats and sell them. It's like a little micro-enterprise for them. And, Rob, this is the thing that blows me away. I try to put myself in the footsteps of one of these women, and that's even unfair to say because I could never imagine the torture and the sexual assault and the abuse, the verbal abuse, the things that they call these women that we can't even translate into English because it's so vulgar and so vile, and yet that's what they're just inundated with day in and day out. Their Christian name is taken from them. They're given a Muslim name. They're told in order to be a good Muslim woman, you have to go circumcise your own sensory organ in your sexual function, and you have to cut that out of your very skin. There's all these things that they have endured to get to this point, and they've never had anything of their own. And then when they make it to the recovery camp at the border of the two Sudans, and the CSI personnel are giving them the medical attention and the counseling help and all the rest, they give them the bag of hope, which is all the things that we just said. They've never seen that many material goods for themselves. I mean, they don't sometimes own more than one change of clothing. Whatever they're wearing is basically whatever they have. And here's everything to start their life over. And I just can't imagine what happens in their heart. It must just explode in the best of ways in terms of gratitude and thankfulness.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've talked with other CSI employees over the years, Kevin, you remember, about the celebrations that ensue when these women are brought back and freed and brought to their villages.
And if you give your gift tonight, that's going to secure one of the places for those 77 that are still on the list that we need your help with, and we need it desperately. We want to give all 192 of those women the freedom that they had been praying for, and we are 77 away from fulfilling this. So would you help us? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves my baby. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here, and thank you for those of you that have been faithfully giving to CSI to help see these women and some of their children be returned home to South Sudan, liberated out of slavery because of your generosity. 888-342-1010 is the number, or bringherhome.org. If you're an online person and you like to do your giving and shopping and everything else online, bringherhome.org. Please go and check it out. All right, Rob Davis is back with me from Christian Solidarity International. And Rob, one of the things that always stands out to me is the urgency with which we need to take action, and that's heightened right now because, and we can't give details because we don't want to, mess up the security or safety of those that are involved in the operation. But there's an opportunity for the remaining people on our list to be liberated, and this time maybe well before the holiday season if we can take care of it right now.
Yeah, we have a liberation coming up, which could potentially be in the next few days. Certainly, at the very least, the next couple of weeks.
We probably won't know about it till it's over, which is the safe way to do it.
They never tell us that. I just caught word that that one is imminent. What that means, we don't exactly know, but we know it's very soon. So I know you've had a challenge this year to free, what was it,
192.
Thank you very much, and I know we've got about 77 left.
Yeah.
And if your listeners respond tonight, we can allocate those resources and get her done, if you will.
So 888-342-1010 is the number. Don't delay, friends. You've heard me talking about this for probably most of the year. A bunch of you always decide you want to participate in the final portion of the year here, kind of as a Christmas present to these slaves that we're liberating. Why not just do that now? Just act on it now and be part of this liberation that's just around the corner. 888-342-1010 or bringherhome.org. Now, Rob, go ahead.
Can I just take a minute, too? Kevin, I want to acknowledge, you know, this has been a hard year, a hard couple of years, but this year has been a particularly hard year for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, the economy, unemployment, gas prices, grocery prices, inflation. So I want to just take the time to say thank you to everyone who has given, and for those of you who can give whatever you can. We realize it's a sacrifice. We don't take it for granted. Many of you hear from me personally when we have these opportunities and you give. So I just want to say thank you.
Well, that's well said, Rob, and we are grateful for everyone's generosity that have given, and it speaks loudly that already 120 or so slaves have been liberated by those listening right here, paying attention right now to what we're doing. But as we pointed out, there's 77 more, and we can't rest until every single one of them are back. And to that end, one of the most powerful things that I think always kind of cuts me to the quick is when you tell us stories of what the lives of the slaves were really like in captivity. And I know you've got another one.
I do, but you know, let me try something just a tad different. Same, I'm going to do what you asked me to do, but let me show. I've done this before, but look at this woman here, and look at, first of all, what a beautiful young lady. Look at that smile from ear to ear. I mean. Would you have?
It'd be hard to believe that she had had a really hard life just looking at that picture.
She has been enslaved for probably about 25 years.
Wow.
Right?
She barely looks 25 years old.
Right? The joy on her face. She's 30 years old. The joy on her face and the trauma that she's been through. Let me tell you a little bit about Alouette Chan Chan. Alouette is 30 years old, as I said. She was out with her father and mother. They were doing some farming and fishing on their property when Arabs came from the north and attacked their village. They were shooting people with guns. She says, my mother held me on her back and ran, and my father was separated from us. Such a common situation in these instances. The Arabs captured my mother and me. My mother was raped by many Arabs.
Mm.
My elder brother was killed by Arabs as he was trying to resist. They shot him dead. I was taken away from my mother and put on a horse. My mother walked on foot. I heard many women and girls screaming at night because they were being raped, including my mother. Mm-hmm. Two men were accused of being supporters of the Sudan People's Liberation Army. They were slaughtered by the Arabs. She goes on to say that she was enslaved. She was doing cleaning. She was doing cooking. She was preparing sorghum. She finally was reunited with her mother. They were given separate cups for drinking because they're considered really less than animals, if you will, by their masters. As I grew up, my Arab master's son repeatedly raped me. I have two children with him.
Mm.
He moved away to another village. I left my mother with the Arab master. I did not know anything more about her. My children were not allowed to stay with me, and I cannot speak to them. I escaped when she met the Arab retriever, and she was brought out of slavery. She's happy to be back in South Sudan. She says, I'm still crying for my children that I left in Sudan with my Arab master. Please pray to God to help me bring them to me one day. But you saw her face.
And yet, despite that, she has this smile. And that is just truly, truly Remarkable friends. Someone listening gave a gift that made that happen. Mm-hmm. Someone listening heard a story similar to Alouette's and said, I want to be a part of it, and responded first in their heart and said, I need to do something. And then they took the actual steps of calling the number or going online and giving the gift. Here's the number, 888-342-1010. There are 30,000 more Alouettes that need to be liberated. There have been 150,000 liberated already, but there are still at least 30,000 more that need to be. And your generosity right now creates that opportunity for one of them. One will be liberated for your gift of $250. It's a one-to-one return. I would challenge you, if you are capable to consider doing a slave per month. The McCullough family does a 12-by-12 challenge where we do 12 slave liberations a year, one per month, and that just comes out of our bank account, and we just bless it in God's name. We just say go and make it happen. Friends, you could do the same, and you could be an enormous hero to many of these women that have lost all hope. They don't see any reprieve coming for them, and yet there it can happen, and it will happen. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. You can give online at bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org, but we need you to go right now. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
She's the number one artist on YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and Spotify. With the number one song, Anti-Hero, here's Taylor Swift.
I have a thing where I get older, but just never wiser. Midnights become my afternoons. When my depression works the graveyard shift, all of the people I've ghosted to stand there in the room. I should not be left to my own devices. They come with prices and vices. I end up in crisis. Screaming from dreaming, one day I'll watch as you're leaving. Cause you got tired of my scheming. It's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
From hell.
Me, I am the problem. It's me. Me, I am the problem. It's me. Me, I. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. It's me.
Released this week called Midnights. That is Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero, the number one song on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and radio stations nationwide. Pretty successful launch for the new record from Taylor. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. We're coming back with Hour 2 in the Ladies' Lounge. Next.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.